From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Tyler Smith and the Still Runners, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Renee Collins, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 639th live concert performance. Tonight, we are so happy to present Tyler Smith and the Steel Runners. Tyler is an Appalachian singer-songwriter born and raised in the mountains of Harlan, Kentucky. He began his musical career playing Southern gospel hymns in his church around the age of 13. Tyler began writing songs chronicling his own life experiences of love and loss and everything in between. Please welcome Tyler Smith and the Steel Runners to the Red Barn stage.
Guess I'd have to find a way to leave. Hitch a ride up to the Vatican and to the Pope, confess my sins and take a handful of these Vicodin. But I'd find my way back to you, no matter how many lives I go through. Yes, I'll find my way back to you, no matter how many lives I go through. And if I were made into a frog somewhere in a swamp or bog, somewhere south of anywhere we've been, I'd hop along the lily pads till a gigger shot my ass, finish drowning and try it all again. But I'll find my way back to you, no matter how many lives I go through. Yes, I'll find my way back.
Mr. Lawrence Oliver on the rock and roll guitar.
And I know these words sound make-believe, and I hope that you hear what I mean. It took a bit to find the words that rhyme. Know that I'm not suicidal. We've all heard that in the Bible the good Lord said that would send you to hell. But I'll find my way back to you, no matter how many lives I go through. Yes, I'll find my way back to you, no matter how many lives I go through.
Take a break, Natalie. Give it up for that little lady.
Then one morning by the sea, I'd find you and you'd find me, and we could just stop coming back again. No more searching, no more trying, no more ending and no more dying. We could start our own family tree. But I'll find my way back to you, no matter how many lives I go through. Yes, I'll find my way back to you, no matter how many lives I go through. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Tyler Smith and the Still Runners.
Thanks, Renee. So as Renee said, we are with Tyler Smith and the Still Runners. They are here joining us from Harlan, Kentucky. Great to have you guys here. And Tyler, we learned a little bit about you already. I have a hunch that a lot of folks here tonight already know something about you.
Maybe a little bit,
but
a couple of them.
Yeah, that's in-house though, right? We've got that whole audience way out there in radio
land.
So let's give them a chance to get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
Tell us about what you do aside from playing music.
I'm a dad, first and foremost. I've got two sons, 10 and 7.
10 and 7.
Yeah, they're my world. They're the number one most important people in the world to me. And I tell them that all the time.
What grades would those be?
First and fourth. Yeah, first grade and fourth grade.
They like school?
They do. They do. And they're both super smart. Like, they're way smarter than me already. Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're
super
smart.
Their brains do come from your genetic material, though.
So they say, yeah. My day job is I'm a parole officer, and I've been doing that for almost 7 years now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is some good material there to talk about, I bet.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
But you're probably not at liberty to talk about those things to some extent. But you've been doing that for how long?
Almost 7 years. June will make 7 years, yeah.
And sometimes the lines are blurred where we separate ourselves between the heaven or hell. 'Cause hell can be a peaceful place where you love to show your face and drink the whiskey served on ice in summertime. But if you knew what I know, and if you've seen
for him, Lauren.
And don't forget your raising son. You were meant to be someone who could see through all the lies the devil tells. He can tell some dandies, boy, and rob you of your peace and joy. But you were raised to know that Jesus is the King. But if you knew what I know, and if you've seen what I've seen, this world can overtake. This world can be Don't you ever chase a redhead through a bar and blow your mom a kiss on graduation day. And don't you pick up smoking nasty cigarettes. Boy, they'll cost you more than you're willing to pay. But if you knew what I know, and if you've seen what I've seen, this world can overtake a man. This world can be so cold and mean. So stand as tall as a mountain. See the forest through the trees. And learn to let go of the past. And find your strength down on your knees. Find your strength down on your knees. Find your strength down on your knees.
How did you end up getting into that line of work?
Well, whenever I was in college, I told myself, I said, there's three places you'll always have work, and that's either with sick people, dead people, or criminals. So I picked criminals.
Okay.
Because I'm not medical and I don't want to hang around with dead people.
Did you go to school actually for this though?
Yes. I started out at EKU. Thank you,
big,
yeah.
Big Eastern. Hand for EKU.
How about it? Eternal Colonel, right?
That's right.
I got my bachelor's degree in 2011. And then I got my master's in 2016 from EKU as well.
You a good student in high school?
Not in high school. It took me till college to become a good student because I realized a lot more was at stake.
Did you have a good high school?
Yeah, I mean, my high school was fine. You know, I mean, it was the county high school there in Harlan County. It was called James A. Caywood. Go Trojans. You know, I wasn't as good of a student in high school. I did all right. You know, I was, you know, B's and C's kind of kid.
Yeah,
but,
that's okay.
You know, I buckled down in college, though, because while I was in college, I was working at the coal mines also. I was a coal miner during that time, and I was completing my degree online through EKU.
When did you start working in the coal mines?
When I was, it was 2008, same year that Benjamin was born. So, yeah, 2008 was whenever I started working there.
And you did that for how many years?
Until 2012. No, 11. I did till 11. Because I graduated in December of 11 and then got my job in June of 12.
Is it a dumb question to ask if it was dangerous doing the work you were doing?
Well, I was on the surface, you know, and there's still plenty of danger on the surface too. You know, there's plenty of things that can, you know, that can take you out. And, you know, coal mining, it runs in my family. You know, my grandpa, Delbert, he had mines back in the 60s and in the 80s. You know, he was a coal owner. And, you know, my dad worked in the mines for a little while for him. And, you know, a lot of my family, you know, has worked in mines and stuff. So it's, we got coal dust in our veins, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, right. I know the industry has changed a lot.
It has, yeah. The coal industry has changed a lot, and that's caused, some relocation for some families. And, you know, it really hurts to see that, but it's completely understandable too, because you have to go where the work is. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, even back, you know, years ago, people would, you know, go out and, you know, work in like Cincinnati and Illinois, Georgia, places like that, and send the money back home to Mamaw. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, it's really important. You know, we're a very hardworking people in Appalachia, and we show it, you know, through the work that we do.
Cigarettes and whiskey on my breath. And nights of rain and in my chest, and Omaha seems better every day. I'll leave it all and catch this one-way train. But if I cared for you the way I thought I did back then, then maybe I'd be better off to stay. feeling like my choice is done being made. You're telling friends you love him all the time, but in your heart you know that's all a lie. You've burnt your bridges, look what you have left. I guess you thought it was all for the best. But if I cared for you the way I thought I did back then, maybe I'd be better off to stay. Innocence and ignorance, they both go hand in hand. I'm feeling like my choice is done being made. But if I cared for you the way I thought I did back, maybe I'd be better off to stay. Innocence and ignorance, they both go hand in hand. I'm feeling like my choice has done been made. Cigarettes and whiskey on my breath, I guess you thought it was all for the best.
Lauren Tolliver has been our guitar player so far this evening. Lauren, tell us about you. What else do you do other than play music?
I like to hunt, fish, you know, sports stuff, you know, just normal things, I guess.
So you're able to make a living just doing this, and you can hunt the time?
No, I'm a coal miner. Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
20-some years.
Wow. Surface or underground?
Underground.
Wow. Can you give folks a little sense of what that's like?
I really don't think you could describe it to anyone. You know, it's something you have to experience yourself.
Huh.
It's an adrenaline rush, I guess.
Really? Well, I wish you'd try. When you're So you get there early in the morning. Have you worked at the same mine always?
No.
Or for the same mining company?
I've worked for the same company for quite a while, but okay. I've worked at numerous different mines.
Okay.
Yeah, whenever you get ready to go underground, you get suited up, you know, mm-hmm. You get all your stuff on. You got hard hat, mining light, you know. I'm an electrician, so I've got a lot of tools to pack around with me.
So that's your specialty?
Yes.
Are you down there then sort of maintaining the electrical systems down there, lighting and ventilation?
A lot more complicated than just lighting, though. I mean, you know, we've got...
What else?
The miners and the things that we use, I mean, they're very computerized nowadays, so... Yeah.
Wow, so you're talking about on the big sort of machinery that goes down in there. So it's really specialized. How did you learn all that?
Well, that's kind of on-the-job training. I mean, there's no college going to teach you. That kind of things, you know, and you know, you start outside, you got 12,000 volts, 7,200 volts, you know, going underground, a lot of places, you know, it's really high voltage. It's tricky. You got to watch your step.
You seem too young to have been doing this for 27 years.
No.
I mean, you can't be much older than 28.
I'm a lot older than that. Thank you, though. Thank you very much.
When did you start playing guitar?
I guess I've really just played my whole life. My mother and father always played. We always had guitars, you know, sitting around the house and played in church. And
what kind of music did your parents play around the house when you grew up?
They just played gospel.
Acoustic bluegrass type gospel?
Or? Yeah, kind of. I think my dad was kind of more like a Johnny Cash kind of style.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
You know,
I can kind of hear that.
Pentecostal, you know, they get...
Yeah, right.
I've been driving Highway 80 looking for that special lady with a tattoo and a freckle no one sees. And she's a looker, that's for sure, son. But I can't proclaim to no one the love we're making is forbidden, wrong, and bad. Because her husband's working late nights at the train yard on the rail lines. He'd be furious, he'd probably shoot me dead. And he's been saving up to build a home her daddy never gave her. She's been asking me what hue to paint the walls. And some women wouldn't cheat, and some would not have cheated had they married men they loved or liked at least. And that doesn't make it right. It doesn't make excuses for these transgressions I've committed in the dark. Walking out the front door, I come knocking on the back. He drives away, and she's mine just for a time. And I started out this dealing just a burning with no feelings, but we both knew love was coming around the bend. And now I'm trying to decide, how the hell am I gonna break the news? Too hasty, she came to the door in laces. I shut up and throw my caution to the wind. Some women wouldn't cheat, and some would not have cheated had they married men they loved or liked at least. And that doesn't make it right. No, that doesn't make excuses for these transgressions I've committed in the dark. Heavy when I thought I heard his Chevy in the front yard, but my ignorance prevailed. And he walked in and discovered his loving wife was with another. A crime of
coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Tyler Smith and the Still Runners, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Tyler Smith and the Still Runners after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. We'll be right back.